On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Four of the most wanted gang members from Amaoti in Inanda, north of Durban, are behind bars for their alleged involvement in more than 20 murders. KZN police made the breakthrough and arrested them in Cato Manor on Saturday during a multidisciplinary operation. Spokesperson Robin Isiunda says the suspects, aged between 21 and 33, have allegedly been terrorizing the Amaoti community since June.
Police followed positive intelligence about the suspects who were in hiding at a house in Cato Manor, and upon arrival, police found the four suspects in possession of two firearms, ammunition, and suspected stolen property such as laptops and cell phones. The suspects have so far been linked with over 20 cases of murder and several cases of attempted murder, which allegedly committed in the area of Amaoti in Inanda. Investigations are ongoing and a search for more suspects continues.
Students of the Walter Sisulu University in the Eastern Cape have called for the 54-year-old suspect in last week's deadly shooting incident to be not granted bail. Student Sisonke Mbolekwa died after being shot last Tuesday during a protest at the Mthatha campus. The demonstration over poor living conditions turned violent. The suspect, an employee at the university, has been appearing in the Mthatha Magistrates Court. Speaking to SABC News, WSU SRC member Temba Zikali hopes justice will prevail.
As Walter Sisulu students, we are very clear with the mandate that saying we don't need Mambane in our society anymore. We want him to rot in jail and justice must prevail. And we are calling for no bail and we are sending our support to the family as we are here mobilized the students to show our support. We are students, we are here together getting, regardless of the weather, but we are here to show support.
Kosatu says Pope Francis's papacy was transformative and his calls to tackle sexual abuse within the Catholic Church must continue to be carried through. The 88-year-old was the head of the Catholic Church since 2013 until his death yesterday. Kosatu spokesperson Zanele Sabela says the first non-European pope in more than a millennial and first Latin American pontiff, Pope Francis's papacy was bound to be different from the start.
May his legacy live on as the world continues to witness the callous exploitation of workers, the poverty billions are condemned to for life, the violence unleashed against millions. Pope Francis's call for justice must remain a clear and call for all. May it inspire humanity, employers and governments across the world.
And R-rated horror thriller Sinners topped the box office in its opening weekend. It brought in over 800 million rand in North America, surpassing estimates by nearly 200 million. The movie stars Michael B. Jordan, who plays identical twins Smoke and Stack. It's set in the 1930s as the brothers return home to the American South and open a juke joint, only for vampires to descend on their small town. It's written and directed by Ryan Coogler, who was at the helm of the Black Panther films. The top story, four of the most wanted gang members from Amaoti in the north of Durban are behind bars for their alleged involvement in more than 20 murders. They were arrested over the weekend. Find more news at ecr.co.za.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Man City and Villa face off in a huge Premier League fixture tonight. Hollywoodbets Dolphins assistant coach Duzi Mbata taking over as Northern Cape head coach. And it's 3-5 when the Delhi Capitals take on the Lucknow Supergiants in the IPL today.